This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Adam Coleman, the host of The Cosmic Library from LitHub, introducing you to our second season. Last season, the show was called Finnegan and Friends, and it followed tangents out of Finnegan's Wake, James Joyce's infinitely rich book of night and dreams.
You know, dreams are our only opportunity to really be other people.
For this second season, we're following leads from a new kind of night book that points to infinity, The Thousand and One Nights.
There's almost every kind of genre represented, from love stories to mystical stories to animal fables.
So our title's changed. We're now The Cosmic Library. And the subtitle for the second season will be The Worlds of Scheherazade. This time, tangents we follow will include conversations about the history behind the nights.
Harun al-Rashid was probably the greatest caliph, emperor, power in the Islamic world, probably throughout the whole of its history.
And we'll talk about the connections between the nights and contemporary audiences.
So I had a story record. It was like Aladdin or 1001 Nights. That was the story.
In the Cosmic Library, we're going to think of the 1001 Nights as we thought of Finnegan's Wake. These are both infinity books, full of promise for tangents that lead to unexpected places.
I love that you call them infinity books because it brings to mind infinity stones. And I think Marvel is probably the standard bearer of this kind of endlessly spinning off cinematic universe, this world that just does not stop.
Listen to the Cosmic Library this fall and venture into the worlds of Scheherazade,